While alternative music trading services may be on the way, faithful Napster users need their music fix now. Commentator Garrett Box echoes the feelings of college students across America.
When it comes to music, I'm about as dorky as they come. I spent embarrassing amounts of time listening to bands like Built to Spill and Stereolab. And yes, I do accept Johnny Cash as being, at the very least, a minor prophet. As any good music dork knows, Napster is not a matter to be taken lightly. I mean, anything which can make music executives go into such a tizzy has got to be pretty cool. Maybe I should have more reverence for Napster's critics. Granted, copyrights have been infringed, and perhaps some revenue has been lost as well. But I'm having the darndest time identifying anyone in the industry as an oppressed victim. I'm pretty sure that despite Napster and its sinister reliance on sharing, that those nice boys in Metallica are still able to pay their gas bill. Meanwhile, many legitimately poor, struggling artists have embraced the electronic medium as an inexpensive way to bring their music to the public. Sure, most folks turn to Napster for Britney Spears' latest hit, but its real value is as an alternative venue for independent artists. As it stands now, Napster's chances of survival are slim. The appeals process will offer both victories and failures, but in the end, the desires of the powerful for increased profit will supersede those of a bunch of music dorks. And that's too bad, not because it prevents me from finding that live Wilco song I've been looking for, but because of what it says about the way in which our society values art. Napster is a tool which could provide a space for underground artists to disseminate their work outside of a corporate power structure. It's being co-opted, though, predictably by that very power structure. Music becomes merely a product to be sold. Major labels and chain retailers control the game, and any alternatives are eliminated. Not surprisingly, I find all of this incredibly depressing. And if there's one thing I know, it's that nothing chases away the blues like a little Johnny Cash.
The comments of Garrett Bucks, a sophomore at Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana.